Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Shortly after their marriage, in 1982, Ken and Brenda Gallagher hung up a map of Utah on the back of a door in their Salt Lake County home, and they started visiting every city, town, and ghost town on the map, 593 spots in all. Yesterday, they drove to their final destination, and today on the program, the Gallaghers join us to talk about their discoveries from Abraham, Utah, to Zane, Utah. Ken and Brenda Gallagher are in the studio with me, and thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. And if you've got questions, listeners, about any place in the state of Utah, feel free to give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. You reached your final destination yesterday, Promontory Point. How did it feel?
Kind of remote, I might say. If we'd have thought about this further, I would have picked a more scenic town to visit as our final town, but that's just how it worked out. But we set up a little table out there on the shores of the Great Salt Lake, and we had an official Utah cake made, and we had some Welch's sparkling bubbly there with us and some wine goblets, and a reporter from the Salt Lake Tribune was there with us, and we had some of our children. So we toasted the success and had a great time. Unfortunately, the weather cooperated.
Brenda, I mean, how did you feel? How did you feel about doing this?
It's been fun, yeah. It started out 30 years ago, and we didn't picture that it was going to turn into such a long-term project when we started. But it's been an exciting thing to explore all of those different cities and towns, and we've got to know our state a lot better than we did. And wow, it's been fun to see all those different places that we didn't know we had in our state.
Why did you leave Promontory Point for the last, Brenda?
It was totally by accident. We didn't know it was going to work out that way.
But there was some sort of system to your madness. I mean, you had a very systematic way of visiting all the places in the state. Can you describe how you would kind of organize this project, Ken?
Sure. You know, the first thing we did, and I would advise anybody that wants to discover Utah, is to go to the Utah Travel Council. And that's what I did. I started there. I've been there dozens of times since. I got the Utah map, and then I set up this systematic way to just go down the list of towns on the side of the map to bounce all over the state to see what was out there. We had suspicions that Utah had secrets and treasures that nobody knew about, and we figured this is just one good way to bounce all around and see everything that there was to do. By the time we had got through all of the A's, B's, and C's and checked off everything in between, we had been to over 90% of the towns in the state. So it was just a matter of filling in the blanks. And then we had these three remaining towns left that we hadn't been to, which were Hamlin Valley, Westwater, and Promontory Point. So we picked that as the closest one to finish with.
I mean, what were you looking for? You say you were looking for treasures that people wouldn't know about. I mean, did you have something in mind specifically hoping to find in these small towns and cities?
Absolutely. We wanted to find places that most people didn't go to. We were looking for those places we could have all to ourselves, such as these beautiful hamlets and little hidden canyons that people didn't frequent very often that we could find. And we would find different geologic formations that nobody had told us about or that were not advertised anywhere. And we got to experience those and sometimes be there just all to ourselves as a family.
A lot of times people, you know, I know people who go to the same place over and over and over again. And the thing that we wanted to do is make it so that we didn't repeat going to the same place and got to out and wanted to just explore and see what places that, you know, we knew were different out there and get to know the state and find different places and get in the habit of exploring and doing different things so, you know, that we could just experience the different variety that the state had to offer.
So in these journeys off the beaten path, I mean, give us an example of a hidden gem, something that you found that really struck you and you think, oh, wow, why aren't more people here experiencing this? Brenda?
Some of our family favorites is the Topaz Mountain. Kids loved it, especially when they were little, go out and you can just walk along the side of the road and you'd get in the sun just in the right way, and the kids would find the little sparkles on the ground, and they didn't, you know, just 2 and 3 year olds could catch the little sparkle on the ground and they go, oh, it's a sparkly treasure, you know, and they could pick it up. And then as the kids got older, we learned how to chip them out of the mountain, and they love doing that even still today. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah. And another one was the fossil quarry that we have out there. Or not the fossil quarry, the trilobite quarry. That was a lot of fun to go out and do that.
Ken, do you have a favorite?
Oh, so many. But you know what?
Or a spot that maybe you visited again because you loved it so much.
Well, Snow Canyon State Park turned into one of our favorites.
Down by St. George.
And the beauty of going down there is most people don't think of going camping in Utah in February. That's when we found we could go. It's sweater weather, and so we go there every year. And the rangers got to where they knew us on a first-name basis because they've seen our children grow up there since they were babies. And after about 20 years of coming there, they presented us with a certificate. It kind of surprised us when we went back one time and said, congratulations on 20 years of coming to Snow Canyon State Park. The trails within Snow Canyon State Park are perfect for families with children. They've got everything from mild, you know, beginner-style trails to more complicated ones.
Speaking with Ken and Brenda Gallagher, they just have accomplished the goal of visiting all 593 destinations in the state of Utah. If you'd like to join us, you can share us with your favorite secret spot throughout the state. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. You've got four children. You've carted them on all of these excursions, or many of them. I mean, what did they think of your obsession, Brenda?
You know, I think because they grew up doing it, they love it. They've become little campers themselves, and to this day, they still love going out and driving around and traveling. It's become part of their lifestyle as well. They love traveling.
How many miles did you put on your car?
Our last Chevy Suburban had 342,000 miles on it. The one before that had 348,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
And we had four vehicles before that. So we know we've cleared a million.
Did you ever have car trouble in some of these remote areas?
Blown tires comes to mind on some of the remote roads where we were traveling with semi-worn tread, which I advise that nobody does. Just make sure your tires are in good shape.
We've been stuck on a beach once.
Yeah, at Schofield Reservoir, we sank to our axle on that one. Got a little too close to the water and sank, but somebody pulled us out.
You've camped in many of these places. You actually wrote a book, How to Take Your Family Camping, to give some tips on, you know, if you want to go out to the backcountry and take your family along. What are some nuggets of advice for parents with little ones on the road? Brenda?
From our experience, one of the things that I started doing was packing a little travel kit with the kids. Of course, when we started, there weren't little TVs, you know, that come with every vehicle like they have now. And so I would pack a kit that the kids didn't get to play with or have unless we were in the car. And so it was kind of a new fun thing with them every time we'd get in the car. So I would put puzzles or little toys or different games in it so that while we were on, in the car traveling, it was new and different for them each time we'd go. And that was always fun for them. They liked that. What else?
We always stopped at the historical markers along the way, and we would get out, take pictures with the kids. Our children reminded us lately, one of their favorite places to stop was in the town of Eureka. They have a yellow caboose there. And we would always stop just for a break and let them get out, stretch their legs. And they always wanted to climb on that caboose, and they remember that. And it's about the halfway point between Salt Lake and Delta.
Well, some of these spots I'm gathering are in your book. You have written that Utah has a piece of all the other 49 states in the Union. What do you mean by that, Ken?
Well, in Utah, we have so much in variety in our geography. You have the Alaskan-style summits of the Uintas, the snow-capped Uintas, and you have the Hawaiian-style beaches of Lake Powell all the way to the prairie-like area out at Summit Point on the Colorado border. I was once told that there is more shoreline at Lake Powell than there is on the United States West Coast on the Pacific Ocean. And I think it's because of all the coves and the inlets that they have on that lake. But you can go anywhere on that lake and find a place to be all by yourself and have this gorgeous beach and this beautiful water all just for your family in one spot if you'd like to have that. Hmm. And the fishing's great there, too.
So were you looking for solitude in some respects? I mean, trying to get away from it all?
Absolutely. Every once in a while, we needed our reset button, and getting out into the outdoors with our family was it. And that was the beauty of it, is because with our children, I would strategically go to places where there was no cell phone coverage or anything where they could be distracted, and we had one-on-one interaction with each other. And that's what was so important, is we got away from outside distractions, and we really reconnected. And I think that's what did so much for us in doing that, was getting into nature and being with just each other and participating, hiking, discovering new things.
You visited 593 places throughout the state. It took you 30 years to accomplish this. I mean, what are you going to do with your weekends now, Brenda?
Well, it's funny you say that because we just had our 30th anniversary, and I turned to Ken and I said, you know what? We are going out of Utah. So we went and had a little cruise to Alaska. And so I told him, you know, maybe it's time to expand our horizons a little. So maybe we'll see some other states after this.
Ken, I mean, is that how you feel? I mean, do you feel like, okay, we've done that. Let's move on.
Well, I still want to explore some more areas in Utah as well. We definitely would like to get all 50 states in the union. I think we have about 18 so far. And, of course, we do want to travel and do those things, and we have. We've been on a cruise to the Bahamas before. But there are so many things yet to see in Utah. Despite having been to all these areas, there are so many other areas deep within the state where there are things to explore. There's petrified wood to find. There's geological wonders to see and more experiences. So I think we'll always have that as part of our annual regimen, is to visit different places in Utah. But we'll add some variety outside the borders as well.
And would you do it again?
Absolutely.
Our state is so beautiful. Like he says, there's still so much to see and do. It'll take a lifetime to see it all and enjoy it to what its full potential really is.
Mm-hmm. Brenda and Ken Gallagher, they've visited every spot on the Utah map and finished their journey yesterday with a trip to Promontory Point. And Ken and Brenda, thanks very much for your time.
Well, thank you for having us.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Jesse Ellis, our technical director, and to Ryan Cron, who composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, stay-at-home dads and why more couples are trading in breadwinning for caregiving. You can join us for that conversation tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.